Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, how about our guy, Andrew Raycroft, calling that last night for the Boston Bruins to the third period comeback?
Love to see it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what the fate is when it comes to Jim Montgomery, but looks like a little bit of a pause on his future.
I'm pretty confident he makes it through the season.
Yeah,
do you think this team makes the playoffs?
No.
Oh.
You don't think so?
No.
I think
that's when he loses.
Make the playoffs. So that's why I think he makes it through the season.
I don't think he'll be home for Thanksgiving.
So, okay. So you think they're going to go on a major like downhill slump?
Well, they just played a team that they're much better than talent-wise and had to have a big comeback just to win. They've been, people like Kevin Paul DuPont have been covering the team for a generation, have been very publicly negative about his ability to retain his position as head coach of this team. He's in a walk year.
Right.
So it wouldn't shock me at all in the next 2 weeks if they have a new guy in there. There's been guys like Leach or Sacco. I don't know.
Joe Sacco is the rumored assistant coach, and he's been a head coach before.
Right.
But Curtis, can you do that yet again? If you're Don Sweeney and Cam Neely and blame it all on the coach and get rid of a coach.
As a puckhead, I would just tell you, that's hockey, pal. That's what they do in that league. I mean, name that Fatorik. Name that, the guy that just did the nice thing for the Goudreaux who's with the Flyers now. Tortorella. Like, these guys are all Cassidy, he leaves here, immediately goes to the Golden Knights. He's the change of pace guy that gets them to win a cup. If they don't have the too many men on the ice here, he wins a cup here. It's just timing and your voice no longer resonating with the audience you're saying.
So you think they get to that? Because that would be the only way I see them moving on from Montgomery during the season is if Neely and Sweeney feel like his voice is falling on deaf ears in the locker room.
But that was the excuse that they had with Bruce. So it's like they can't keep using that excuse over and over again with the same guys.
Well, that would be the only way, because generally when you fire a coach in season, you're not bringing in somebody from the outside, so you're going to elevate somebody new.
But again, it's not Jim Montgomery's fault that they are unable to put the puck in the net. It's not, I guess Razor better qualified to tell you this than I, but it's not his fault that you have four power play opportunities last night and you don't score on a single one.
Milbury will tell you got to do a better job of maybe changing your power play system, to something that might give you a little bit better opportunity to put pucks in the net. I think that this is a playoff team, he makes it through the season, and then ultimately it depends on how far he gets in the postseason and, on their decision on whether or not they're going to re-sign him.
And you have no doubt that they'll make the postseason.
Yeah, I think they're still a playoff team.
Curtis Scheim?
Yeah, just because the NHL, everybody gets in.
Yeah, they'll be a wild card team at minimum.
Greg?
technology issues all over the place this morning. We have had problems with Twitch since we signed the show on this morning on Twitch. We had problems with YouTube. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, the Cape Cod signal is down 96.3. My beloved adopted home continent of Cape Cod unable to hear the show this morning.
Could that be because they're on the water, Curtis, and there is another hurricane brewing out in the Caribbean?
That would likely be the case.
Maybe that's what it is.
We got another hurricane.
Another hurricane.
Yeah.
I guess I missed this.
Courtney said there was one coming back to back a couple months ago, and that never really happened.
Yeah, I mean, the astrologers
on TikTok
were all wrong when it came to the election and the big hurricane that was supposed to hit Manhattan.
Wait, did they have astrologers that predict the weather on TikTok?
They predict big worldly events that are about
to
happen. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember
How often are they correct?
The ones that I usually watch pretty often, but they had the election wrong.
The craziest
was that they had that there was going to be this huge hurricane that was going to.
Did you dump out of that?
Yeah, I did. I don't want to spoil it for other people.
Twitch doesn't get that.
I don't care. Like I Courtney love a good, I love spoiled. A good, I love a good spoiler alert. Oh, so well, that's
I knew it when you guys were talking like that earlier.
Damn.
Damn.
He spoiled out. Have you not watched it yet?
I've watched the first two episodes. Santo finally caught up.
Oh.
So now we're watching.
So you're on a shine. You just started.
Two episodes in.
Oh,
from
I thought you had already watched. You just hadn't got to the last episode. No. Oh, that completely ruins it for you.
Damn.
Don't say anything else about it because shine dumped out. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, but it's already ruined for Courtney.
It's all right. Yeah. It's my fault.
I guess I won't have to watch it.
Listen,
darn.
You got the opportunity to watch it as it goes along. If you're really into a show, watch it every week. Yeah. Give it the time it deserves. Wow. Don't come back to me and go, I want to binge it. Like, sorry.
Well, yeah, I would just like to point out, as someone
I gave you three additional days.
Oh, damn.
What's today, Wednesday?
Wow. Yep.
I gave you Monday, Tuesday, and this morning. So yeah.
I got to tell you, people are livid at Greg right
now. I know they are. I know Courtney and Chad have
well,
to be.
You don't,
I'm
you
not
don't
mad
get,
at all.
You don't
I
get,
think it's totally
I'm not
fair
mad,
game.
But you don't get dropped out of Twitch. And Twitch was so mad at me yesterday for talking about Yellowstone, and then they decided... Someone decided to ruin how Sons of Anarchy.
If you're not going
to
watch it in real time, if it's a live program, don't get mad if someone spoils it.
So
that's my take, and I'm someone who doesn't watch it in real
time. If Greg hadn't seen it and somebody on this show ruined it, he would be livid.
Didn't you ruin a movie for Courtney not too long ago?
Yeah, Titanic.
What? Yeah.
So, Courtney, is this it? Are you officially out now? Because
no, I'm still going to watch. I'm still going to watch.
Really?
Because
maybe that's not what happens. Don't, like, maybe.
Stop. Oh, get the shovel.
Maybe I'm just having
He's
fun
tricked
with
you.
People.
Psych. No, that don't happen.
Yeah. But, like, I wasn't mad at the person yesterday for the Sons of Anarchy spoiler, but it was
a
douche move.
That is a good one. Ugh. Because he's such a key character.
Okay, stop.
All right.
But you already know what happens.
Before we move on from the Bruins, might I just add, Andrew Razor Raycroft looked great last night. Looks like he's doing his squats. Legs look great. So I just want to put that out there.
How'd you see his legs? They only
showed
from the
waist
up.
But I just want to put
just
it out there.
Just trying to bounce back from that chicken legs.
I never said that
he
had
no
chicken
coming
legs.
Back
literally
from that.
Ever.
You did.
I didn't.
You said he's got chicken legs.
No, you said he had guinea pig legs.
No.
Oh, too soon.
That's what you said about
You said, does he even do leg day? Because I was going to notice, like, I usually when you see him, it's from the waist up because he's behind the boards. Yeah. It's like, how'd you see his legs?
I've literally never said.
I do have a fun idea for the show. I think Courtney should pick one or two of her favorite TikTok astrologers, and we compete with them predicting the future.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, wow. We should do that.
Okay.
Courtney wants to have the medium on the show that we used to have
Would
on
love.
Our old show, because we love medium.
Is that the one who talks to the dead?
Yeah.
Yes. I've gone to, like, big readings in auditoriums hoping that I'll get chosen by, like, the Long Island medium my mom and I have gone to in a big arena, and we've never gotten chosen. So
you've never done it?
No, I would love to.
Oh, they spot on.
I would love to.
I
invited Wiggy to go.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go to a reading with me, but he misunderstood what it was and didn't want to go.
I don't get that one, but...
Well, you told me you don't like to read.
No, I mean, I don't. Exactly. Who likes to read?
I love to read.
When you get reading. Books on tape, I or you can reading. Watch the documentary.
I love reading.
Yeah, okay. Sure you don't. Sure you don't. How many books you read in the last year?
Greg, did you...
I don't know, probably 40, 50 books.
Can we...
That's cap.
That's not... It's,
40, 50 books?
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
Stop it. Be honest. Courtney, how many books you read in the...
I read like a... I can read a mystery novel in...
I didn't say what could you read.
2 days.
I've read 6 this year.
6 total for the year?
For this year so far, yeah.
All right.
Greg, okay. Did you hear about the child psychic who is running away from the police officers?
Yes, they were searching for small. It was a medium.
A small medium at large.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Sean.
So, You're can welcome. We get the medium on?
Medium's very good, Courtney.
We could.
She's gonna cry though, like crazy.
Matt Frazier is his name.
Oh, Courtney's gonna break down.
And he was excellent on the old show. We could try to do.
I would really love that.
Are all your grandparents still here?
I have 2 still here. Yes.
Okay.
Oh. I'm unable to focus on anything other than the cake for tonight's Wine Watches and Wheels event, which Ernie Bach just sent me a video
of. It's a nice one.
I could share it with you on Twitch if you want. Look at this cake for tonight for Wine Watches and Wheels.
Damn.
And that is pure artistry, is to be able to bake and prepare a cake
that
looks like that. That's the Rolex that somebody is going to win this evening.
That's not bad.
At Wine Watches and Wheels at Ernie's place.
Can I be entirely honest?
Uh-huh.
When you sent it, when I first looked at it, I thought it was an actual watch. I didn't realize it was cake.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is impressive.
It's really cool.
Cake artistry.
Cake wars.
And you guys will have a real one there.
Yeah, somebody's going to... Yeah, no, you don't win the cake.
Right.
You win the actual
meal. The roly doly.
It's one of the cooler videos that go around the internet. Is it cake? You cut into it and find out if it's cake.
That is... I'm with you, Shime.
Are you coming tonight?
I'm going to try to make it.
Okay.
7 or 6?
I think like 7 or... I don't know. Whatever you want. All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.